Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're in for a fun new session, aren't you?
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. Obviously, a lot of new dynamics, but also, you know, Democrats have control of both chambers, but only by a very narrow margin. So there might be a lot of waiting around, too, to make sure everybody's there for votes.
The governor mentioned that, too. Is it that close? I mean, in our state legislature, there's not as much division, perhaps, as what we see in the national politics?
Sure, yeah. But it's a two-seat majority in each chamber for the Democrats. So in the Senate, if there's a tie, the lieutenant governor breaks that tie. But in the House, basically Democrats only have a one vote majority because there is no tiebreaker. So, you know, if there are contentious issues, which, you know, a lot of bills aren't contentious that pass the legislature, but if there are, Democrats need every one of their members there. And we actually saw that this week. One lawmaker, his wife had a baby, and he that same day had to leave the hospital and come to Lansing to be able to vote for this budget bill in order to get it passed because Republicans weren't going to offer any support for it.
Was that the supplemental budget? Because that's one of the ones that went through. Didn't it go through without any committee hearings?
Yeah, so the way it works, I mean, there was technically a committee hearing, but it was very short and perfunctory. The Democrats used a process called conference committee, where you basically both chambers disagree on a bill, and then it goes to a select conference committee that can negotiate the final plan and send it out pretty quickly. So there was a hearing technically, but there was not really any debate on the bill. It was basically, here's what we got, and then they approved it.
Well, one of the things government's good at is talking about taxes. And in this state of the state, kind of, I mean, it was a good thing. Big thing was the pension tax break. And there's also talk about an income tax rollback. Where do you think we are on both of those?
Yeah, so Democrats are pushing two different ideas, as you mentioned, the pension tax repeal, but also an expansion of what's called the earned income tax credit, which is a federal credit that rewards, you know, available to people who work but who don't make a lot of money, so lower income folks, and that would expand under legislation that actually passed both the House and the Senate this week. Democrats, with some Republican support on some of the bills, advanced those plans. Each chamber, the House and the Senate, both approved their own version, but they're not quite, you know, on their way to the governor's desk yet because there's a couple variations in those two different versions of legislation. So the lawmakers have to sort of finalize a plan here before sending it to the governor. But yeah, then there's this also sort of, you know, looming issue that lawmakers seemingly don't have much say over, which is in 2015, as part of the road funding law that Governor Snyder signed, it of course increased fuel taxes and registration fees. But as part of that, lawmakers built into it this trigger mechanism where if state revenues in any one year grow higher than the rate of inflation times a certain percentage point, what have you, in other words, if revenues grow quite fast, there's this trigger that will automatically force a rollback of the income tax rate. And it looks like, according to the nonpartisan fiscal agencies, it looks like that trigger is going to be pulled this year. And the rate could go from 4.25 as it is currently as low as 4.05. Now, that's not a done deal yet. It's sort of waiting on the end of the year revenue numbers to confirm that is the case. But, you know, that's an approach Republicans are pretty happy about because they've favored more broad-based income tax rollbacks. And that might happen this year without, you know, this current legislature actually having to approve it. Now, they could try and block it, but it doesn't seem like there's much appetite to do that amongst Democrats right now.
All right. I know we're supposed to be objective, but how about a subjective opinion? I get the feeling that the governor seems more at ease in her position this time around. Like, she's really in charge now. Did you sense that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's, you have to be subjective to say that. I think objectively, the governor, as we mentioned, there's a lot different dynamics here in play. The last couple of years, especially delivering her State of the State address, she came out with some ideas, but you sort of knew that some of those ideas were unlikely to pass a Republican-led legislature. Well, those dynamics are very different now. As we said, it's a narrow majority, but she does have majorities. So, yeah, I think the governor was very confident, and she was proposing plans pretty much across the board that she thinks can actually get done here in the next year or two with the legislature as it stands now.
Did you make anything out of the Republicans' complaints? She didn't talk about the roads again?
She did have a sort of a throwaway line in there. She has said, fix the damn roads now in every State of the State address, including this one. But, yeah, she didn't offer any real solutions. And that's not a surprise to me. I mean, the governor has said she actually wants to have a bigger, broader conversation about how to fix the roads. She said she's not going to push for a fuel tax increase like she did in 2019. But wants to think about other ideas, because the way we fund roads now might not make sense in a couple of years, given the expectation that electric vehicles are going to become a bigger part of the fleet across roadways. They don't use gas, so they don't pay fuel taxes. So, the governor has said she wants to have a broader conversation, but those conversations are just getting going. I wasn't surprised she didn't propose any specifics at this point. That said, the state has this, roughly $9 billion, maybe more like $8 billion after this spending bill we just talked about passes, that, could be, the legislature, the governor could certainly direct some of that to roads. It's one-time money, but they could do that right now and at least help things out, temporarily. And that's sort of an approach Republicans are advocating for at this point.
All right. For some of our listeners who maybe want to go a little more in-depth on the Lansing politics than sometimes we can, where do they find Jonathan Osting? How do they follow you?
Yeah, sure. Well, I write for Bridge Michigan. That's bridgemi.com. All our stories are free for anybody to read on the website there. You can follow me on Twitter at Jonathan Osting. That's OOSTING. Or most of the social media channels. But bridgemi.com.
We'll keep an eye on you. Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.